To talk about the U.S. government response to the crisis in Pakistan, we're joined by Rajiv Shah. He's the head of the Agency for International Development. He joins us here in our studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
There's great worry that the international community has not really stepped up and stepped out in force to provide aid. Why has relief been so slow in coming?
Well, let me first describe what the United States is doing, because the president and the Secretary of State have asked us to mount an aggressive response and to do everything we can as quickly as possible to meet urgent human needs. We have non-government organizations, NGOs, that are partners, and we've activated those NGOs and those partners to reach hundreds of thousands of people. We've spent approximately $76 million so far. We have met the food needs for about 740,000 people through the World Food Program. We're meeting shelter needs for about 120,000 people by providing plastic sheeting and tenting materials. And we're working aggressively to protect people from the risk of waterborne illness, which in a flood is a tremendous risk. But, you know, the scale of this disaster is tremendous, and it will take weeks to mount an effective both civilian and military shared response that is up to the task.
So the money has been spent. You're actually
absolutely the money is moving. This number changes every day. We check on it every day, and it changes every day. But the issue, and I think the thing we should all think about, is the whole point of the flood is that it has made passage and transport incredibly difficult. And so reaching those people who are most vulnerable, most at risk, is very, very challenging. That's why we're working in partnership with the military. They already have 11 helicopters out there evacuating people. Just yesterday, they evacuated 460 people. So the rate of our evacuations is going up, and getting these commodities to people to meet basic needs is also the priority, and we're working with the military to do that.
But I just want to follow up on this notion that the international community has been slow in providing enough aid. The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a desperate appeal to the international community to provide more money, more resources, to really place a greater focus on Pakistan. Deputy Prime Minister in Britain, Nick Clegg, said that the response from some of the members of the international community has been lamentable. What is he talking about? What has not happened, and why is the international community been apparently so slow?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I would add to that President Sarkozy, I think, also has highlighted that more needs to be done. You know, I contrast this with the Haitian earthquake, which happened in a split second, and within minutes, you had the amount of devastation that was there and that was visible was just tremendous. In contrast, a flood, even one that reaches and disrupts the lives and livelihoods of 17 million people, accumulates more slowly over time. And I think it didn't have that immediate shock value. But the United States has been there and has therefore been able to be responsive as a first responder. This will require a long-term coordinated international partnership. And so that is why the Secretary of State and I are both going to be at the UN meeting later this week to ask our partners to engage in a deeper and more fundamental way. And it's why we've all tried to make comments to indicate that now is the time to do more, not months from now, but right now. We can start meeting immediate needs and also planning for a future that we know will require reconstituting agriculture, because 1.7 million acres of productive farmland was essentially destroyed, crops in the field destroyed through the flood. So we have to act now, and we need our partners to step up and do that with us.
Rajiv Shah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rajiv Shah is the head of the Agency for International Development.